You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. If you paid any attention to the news this past week, you see we lost tenor man Sonny Rollins at the age of 95. And I'll be the last kid on my block to do a tribute to Sonny Rollins. I guess that's appropriate because what I know about Sonny Rollins, I probably should be the last one in line. You probably know more about Sonny Rollins than I do. But we've grabbed an hour's worth of sides by Sonny. We don't often do that, but we just let them fly and let you know what we listen to. We'll catch our breath.
Thank you.
Sonny Rollins, at length. This is Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and it's our tribute to Sonny Rollins at his passing this last week at the age of 95. And basically, we just picked up the as a 5-CD set, the Prestige Years. We started out with Sonny Rollins and the Modern Jazz Quartet from December 1951, Time on My Hands, Sonny Rollins tenor, Kenny Drew piano, Percy Heath bass, Art Blakey on the drums. From that same session with that same lineup, we featured Sonny Rollins first with Slow Boat to China, and then a piece called Mambo Bounce, also from the same session. We followed up with Sonny Rollins from December of 1955, package on the Prestige label called Work Time under Sonny's name, and Ring Check. Sonny on tenor, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Wade Leggy piano, George Morrow bass, Max Roach on the drums. Then from that same session, we listened to Sonny Rollins and Star Eyes, and we wrapped up the set with a side from June 1956, it's off the package on the Prestige label called Saxophone Colossus, St. Thomas, with Sonny Rollins on tenor, Tommy Flanagan piano, Doug Watkins bass, Max Roach on the drums. And I got to hear a lot of great tenor and also some really intelligent drum solos from Max Roach. That's sort of a revelation for me. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program's a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. Call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Generally, our timeline runs from 1944 through 1964. This week, we've given everybody the week off, and we're just listening to sides by Sonny Rollins. How about this one? Sonny Rollins accompanying vocalist Earl Coleman. This goes back to December 1956, and Two Different Worlds.
Two different worlds we live in, two different worlds, for we've been told that a love like ours can never be. So far apart, they say we're so far apart, and that we haven't the right to change our destiny. That a heart doesn't draw a line. Nothing matters if I am yours and you're mine. Different worlds we live in, two different worlds, and we will show them as we walk together in the sun. That are two different worlds.
Sonny Rollins and John Coltrane trading there on Tenor Madness, classic from May of 1956 on a package called Tenor Madness on the Prestige label. You know, I wonder back in 1956, microgroove, 12-inch microgroove LPs were only about 3 years old at that point. And I wonder if the grooves were small enough that you could fit another song on one side of the LP if you had a 12-minute song like that one. In addition to Sonny Rollins and John Coltrane, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers bass, Billy Joe Jones on the drums. Before that, we had Sonny Rollins accompanying Earl Coleman on vocal from December 1956, Two Different Worlds, on a package on the Prestige label called Tour de Force. Sonny Rollins tenor, Earl Coleman vocal, Kenny Drew piano, George Morrow bass, Max Roach on the drums. Well, I don't know about you, but I got to listen to a lot of Sonny Rollins, and it was sort of enlightening, and a lot of Max Roach as well. We've got time for just about half a cup of this one. We'll call on Sonny Rollins once more, going back to August 1954. He calls this solid. We'll see you next time around.